Welcome to Walking with God, Pat Barry and Jeff Quinto's podcast, where Pat and Jeff talk about their walk with Christ.
My name is Jeff Quinto.
And I am Pat Barry. Jeff and I get together from time to time and talk about our walk with Jesus Christ and scriptures. And we are happy you're here and pray that this helps you on your walk.
And today we're going to talk about Judges 21:25. This is our second podcast where this has been the center of what we've talked about. Hear the word of the Lord. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That is the last verse of the last chapter of Judges, and particularly the last part of it. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. You can say that about the period of the Judges, which was about 3,300 years ago. You could say it about today, could you not? And Pat, you read an article about the state of play in religion today, and it had some interesting points, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I thought this was very interesting because as I read it, I thought, boy, oh boy, they just kind of summed this up. When we're talking about people doing what's right in their own eyes, I read this article, and I thought, boy, this sums up very well. Children are growing up in a very uncertain world. Their questions are often met with confusing or vague replies. And the article talked about some of the questions and some of the replies that they have. For instance, is there a God? The answer, probably not. Where did everything come from? The Big Bang triggered everything. Before that, we can't say for sure.
Yeah, and it goes on to ask, how do I know what's right and what's wrong? There's no absolute morality, so just do what feels good to you. And what happens when I die, people ask. Probably that's the end in there, but no one knows for sure. And then they ask, it seems the truth has become a somewhat dirty word, or at least a corrupted one. In its place, we are left with a whole lot of uncertainty. Those are the kind of things that people feel today. But they felt that before. Listen to John 18, starting in the 37th verse. We have here Pilate talking to Jesus. And Pilate says, you are a king then, said Pilate. And Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Retorted Pilate. What is truth? That's really what all these questions are asking. What is the truth?
What is the truth?
What is the truth? Is everyone doing what's right in his own eyes? Does that equal the truth, or is that something different? Well, Jesus defined the truth. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So there we have it. Jesus saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, defining that he is the center of all things. He is the center of truth. He is, in fact, the embodiment of truth. But then there's the second part that we'll talk about here in a minute, Pat and I. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's sort of the inconvenient part of it, isn't it?
It is. It's rather controversial, too, when you think about it. Then you're saying, hold on a second. There's only one way to get to the Father. Yes, there is only one way to get to the Father. That is the basis of Christianity through Jesus Christ. That is it. That is the only way you can achieve salvation and everlasting life is through Jesus Christ. It's the whole reason he came down here in the first place and died for our sins. The great thing about this is it is a free gift. It is available to anyone, no matter who you are, no matter what you have done. However, you do need to accept that gift.
Yeah. Accepting the gift. That's a hard thing. We don't want to accept it, right?
No, we don't, because you know, we don't want to owe anyone. And this is human nature, I think. It isn't one culture over another or one person over another. I think it really is human nature to say, "Well, I don't want to owe anybody." You know, or if there must be some sort of a catch, right? You know, nobody's going to give this to me for free. There's something I can do. Certainly. There's a way that I can live my life, right? No, there isn't. There isn't. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life. No one gets to the Father but through him. That is the only way you do it. That is the only reason he came into this world, is so you and I and everyone listening to us right now can have eternal life.
Yeah, a free gift. That's hard for us to take. You know, we know there's no free lunch. In our world, there's no free lunch, and yet here we get this gift for free. We don't deserve it. We haven't done anything to cause this great thing to happen for us, but yet it happens, doesn't it? And it's this free gift that we get that we stumble on because it seems like we're getting the greatest gift ever given to anyone, and it's free.
Yes, it is. If someone asks you, well, how do I achieve this gift? How do I get this gift? I would say, repent from your sins, ask Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. If you believe that God raised him from the dead, that he died for your sins, you accept that into your heart, you will have salvation, you will have eternal life. That is, however, just the first step. That is the first step in what I would say will be your lifetime quest at discovering and seeking truth. What is truth? That is going to be the foundation. Now you have a foundation for what truth is. Instead of relying on our own thoughts and our own desires and our own feelings, because as well-intentioned as we are human beings, we will ultimately probably not do good. And it's just because we are human and we are flawed. We need a star, a North Star, so to speak, to look at. We need a foundation which to go to. Jesus Christ in the scripture, that is our foundation. That is the rock that you can start building your faith on. And, you know, as we go through, there's a lot of scripture that we can turn to in the New Testament, but it's not even necessarily one or two or a dozen or 50 or 100 lines. It's how you live your life every day.
Yeah. How you live your life every day, how you live your life in relation to other people, and how you live your life when no one's looking. Are you the same person when no one's looking as you are when everyone's looking? You know, that's really one of the secrets, I think, of the Christian faith, is that you need to be this complete person as much as you can, failing again and again, but getting up again and again, trying again and again, and looking to be this person that God would be proud to have made you.
Absolutely. And I think most people, if you come to Christianity, you will discover that you are a changed person. In some ways, you're going to see an immediate change. In some ways, you're going to see a change over time. Sometimes, and it's happened to me, where I've changed and looked back and haven't even realized the change until something happens that I don't, you know, would that I react differently to or do things differently. I know I've mentioned, don't get me in traffic. And I know I see it, but truly, I'm a lot more patient even. And I know that's a silly thing, isn't it? It really is a silly thing. But I'm finding that with each passing day and month and year, I become more and more patient, even in traffic. And I think it's something everyone can relate to because, you know, traffic can be irritating at times.
Yeah, that's a common thing for all of us. And we don't show ourselves well. Luckily, the windows are up and they can't hear what you say.
Right.
Because if they could hear what you say, I don't think you'd say it, right? You wouldn't say it if people could hear. Yet, there's a beautiful passage in Luke that talks about what comes from your mouth starts in your heart. And the idea is that the more your heart is in line with Jesus Christ, the more what comes out of your mouth will be gracious and kind and beautiful. And you know who comes out best in that is that you, because, you know, I know exactly what Pat's talking about. I can say some of the most vile things to people who cut me off in traffic, or I think have cut me off in traffic, or done something that doesn't meet with my approval in the way they drive. But the reality of it is that's my problem. It's my heart is not what it should be. And it should be gracious to other people. And the fact is that it doesn't help anything. Being mad at somebody else doesn't help anything. It doesn't cure anything. It doesn't change them. It changes me, actually. It changes me in a bad way. Instead of being open to the fact that they are also children of God and deserving of grace and kindness and not what we give them.
Absolutely. One of the things when we're talking about what is truth and recognizing that there is something beyond us, one of the great things it's done for me is just recognizing that, you know what, I'm not the center of the universe. I know. It's hard to...
You're not.
I'm not.
Just because I am.
See, but the great thing about Christianity is that, you know, you understand that you aren't the center of the universe, that you aren't perfect, and that you recognize your own shortcomings, and you are a lot more tolerant of other people's shortcomings. And you can do that without God also. I understand. But in the whole scale of living, if left to our own devices, little things are going to pop up where we probably aren't going to be very proud of what we do. Not that they don't always with leading a Christian life also, but you always have that rock to go back on. You have the foundation, and it's not a one and done thing. It is a journey. You know, I think it was in Matthew, those who endure to the end shall be saved. And at times, that's what this is. It is an absolute endurance. Every day you get up and you strive to do better. And you do that by learning God's word and letting him guide your life rather than letting your own passions guide your life.
Absolutely. And let's circle back to this idea of truth, because I think that in our culture, it's easy to shade the truth, to have it, think of it as more nuanced than it actually is. One of the things that I've tried to do when I speak of anything to do with God or religion, either to other people or actually to myself, is to make sure that I tell the absolute truth, because God doesn't need to be exaggerated. You do not need to exaggerate what God does. You just need to tell the story. You know, in Matthew, there's a great line, let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil, comes from the devil. In other words, we're meant to be honest with each other. We're meant to be kind to each other, but we're meant to be honest. And in all the things we say about anything, the most trivial things or the most important things, we're meant to tell the truth, because the Christian religion is based on truth. And Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He tells us all that. It's important that we exhibit that truth. It's important that we be examples. You know, if we hold ourselves out to be Christians, we need to be truthful and kind and honest with each other, because it's so easy for people to look and to say, you know what, that guy over there, he says he's a Christian. And you know what he did? You know what he did? That's why the newspapers get so excited when a pastor or something does something that he shouldn't do. They're all excited because it just proves that they're hypocrites. But you know what? We need not to be hypocrites. We need to be honest with what we do. There's a line from a George Guest poem that says, to be the same when I am alone as when my every deed is known. I feel like That's the essence of the Christian religion, this faith that we should have, is that to be the same when nobody can see what you're doing or everybody can see what you're doing, whether it matters a little or it matters a lot. We need to be honest with what we do. We need to be truthful. We need to reflect the love of Jesus Christ in everything we do, particularly in the words we say, that they be honest and true and not exaggerated, because they do not need exaggeration.
Absolutely. And you know, that's difficult these days in a lot of areas, especially with social media and how you take a look at people's lives, or should I say, their perceived lives.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, does anyone have a perfect suntan on a beach? I'm sorry. You know, lying on a beach, you know what I'm talking about. You take a look, you scroll through, whether it be Facebook or Instagram, and you're looking at some of the lives, the perceived lives that these people have. And, you know, it's not real. It isn't real. And, you know, give me what's real.
Yeah, it isn't real. And it also isn't helpful, because you look at that and you think, wow, look at these people. They've got all this. They got all this stuff. They got all this money. They got all this happiness. Everything is good for them. And you know what? If you knew the truth of it, you wouldn't trade problems with them for all the money in the world. You wouldn't do it. We wouldn't trade our problems for anyone else's. And this whole thing of this Facebook and Instagram and all these things that where people put out this ideal supposed life that they have, it isn't true. And it isn't helpful. And I think that's important.
It absolutely is. Just keep that in mind the next time that you're scrolling through and you're looking and thinking, boy, I wish I had that life. If you knew how it looks like this model is at some exotic location. I actually saw this. There was a model that said, I'm going to show you how I do this Instagram. And it looked like she was in some exotic location. And essentially, she was in her backyard with a backdrop. It was very well done. Like, Wow, that's pretty impressive how you did that. But, you know, this is how it's done. Well, you know, that's a lie.
Yeah, and real life is way messier, right?
Oh, way messier.
It's way messier, and it's not so easy. You know, that's, I think, the thing that when you look at these, when you look at someone else's life, this picture-perfect life on Facebook or something, you're only seeing this tiny sliver, and it doesn't matter. I wish them well. I wish everyone well. But if it isn't true, you know, life is tough, and it just is, and it is for everyone. It's not just tough for us. It's tough for everyone.
The other thing that you see through a lot of these social media posts, you're seeing it through filters. You're seeing it through all kinds of filters. They're changing the lighting. They tweak this. They tweak that. There is no filter in Scripture. It is what it is. It's been standing for 2,000 years. It will stand for another 2,000. Way after Instagram and Facebooks are gone and buried, His Word will be proclaimed. That's one of the promises in Scripture. If you want something to dig into and really look into, you know, here'd be a good challenge. For 15 minutes a day, take 15 minutes less on social media and start reading your Bible. How's that? Yeah. 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day. That's all you need. 15 minutes a day.
So 15 minutes less of Facebook and Instagram and 15 minutes more of the Bible.
Yes.
It would change things.
Oh, it will change your life. It will change your life within days. I promise. It will change your life within days.
Yeah, but what all these people, the perfect lives that you look at in Facebook, you'll miss some of them.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, you might, but their lives aren't perfect either.
Yeah. No matter how the picture looks, everyone faces the same kinds of problems. And this problem of truth, I'm glad that we talked about this because it's a tough thing. And I think that so often of what we read and what we see in our lives, mentioning Facebook now, even in the news, so much is not true. So many people get on and they look so sincere and they say things that are false, that are inaccurate, that are untrue. As Pat just said, this Bible scripture that we're looking at is 2,000 to 4,000 years old. And it was true then. What we just read 3,300 years ago, when at the end of the Judges, they tell us that in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. 3,300 years ago, that was originally said, and it works today.
It does. It absolutely works today.
Everybody is doing what is right in their own eyes. They're making up their own rules. Now, that doesn't work perfectly because there are good rules already made up, already designed for us to live our lives. And those rules are written in the Bible. They are rules that are meant for our goodness, for our benefit, for our freedom. And there they are. That's what they're meant for. And there is truth. There is truth in the world. You can find it. It can live within you if you invite Christ into your life. If you invite Christ into your life, all of this can be yours and more. Now, Pat and I do this podcast, and we end with this little phrase, this sentence written by C.S. Lewis, because it encapsulates what we believe. And here's what C.S. Lewis says, and I hope you would see this in the same way that we do. Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. That's the truth of this, I believe, and I hope you take this from us. And that is that we believe that Christianity is true, therefore it is of infinite importance. The one thing it can't be is moderately important. So if you're sort of a spectator to Christianity, if you're a believer of sorts but not all in, we invite you, jump into the pool, jump in completely, because the truth will set you free. The truth will send you to a different place in your life. You will be a different person, and you will help bring God's kingdom closer and closer to come. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, we know that the times have changed, yet so much about the world we live in is the same as it was thousands of years ago. Humanity has not improved in the way you might have hoped. We are still the same. We still make up our own rules. We tell things that are not true. We lie to each other. We lie, importantly, to ourselves. Lord, will you help us to find the truth? Will you help us to find your truth? And help us to know that you, Lord, are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through you. In Jesus' holy and mighty, mighty name, amen.
Amen.